I think the first thing I'd like to say, if you love football, you had to love this practice. This was a vicious practice, a highly competitive practice. The guys stayed on their feet. They were cooperative, but the offensive and defensive lines really created the intensity today on all three levels, first, second, and third group. I thought it was outstanding. I thought it was probably one of our best practices, maybe in the top three during camp. I was very excited to see what happened, not only up front, but on both in the back end, second level, and in the back end. First groups were highly competitive, and I think you saw that. So I was really very, very pleased there. I was also pleased again with the defense, with the turnovers. We had a couple of picks on the defensive side. We had a couple of strips, which was good. And then conversely, you don't like the turnovers, obviously. We're still in training camp. We're still installing our offense. We're not going to be in training camp for long, granted that. But I'm still very optimistic. And when you're in these situations, it's good to understand that we're stressing our offense as much as they could ever be stressed with what we're seeing defensively, the fronts we're seeing, the blitzes we're seeing. And I really don't spend much attention on the failure at the moment. I'm paying a lot more attention to what happens after the failure, because we can control a lot of that through game plan and proper play selection. We're more in calling plays than we are trying to beat the defense, because we need to get things practiced. Obviously, it's a great defense to play against, because we're not going to play against much better throughout the season. So as we move forward here into the last three games and into the season, I think we can clean a lot of those things up. I know we can, and I'm optimistic. So really good special teams today, very competitive, both sides, and I really see the effort of the young guys and the guys fighting for positions. And that's what I told the team today is not only our first groups battling, but there's guys here trying to make this 53. There's still spots open. And these guys today, particularly in the seconds and thirds, the guys really fighting for positions also picked it up as well, and it was very evident in practice. Well, I haven't seen any of that. You know, I have a sense for when he gets frustrated and when it's not going the way he wants it to go, but his demeanor has been outstanding. It was outstanding in the game. This was a tough day. This is tough. I mean, he's experienced a lot of failure in this camp because of what he's seeing every day and all the different things we're throwing at him. But he's had a lot of success too. I mean, he's had a very efficient camp for most of it. I mean, I know we can always accentuate what we've seen out here, but what we've seen out here is not the games. It's not the real games. We got to keep that in perspective, and we got to look at the big picture right now, and we'll see what happens as we move down the road. But he's on top of it, doing everything he can to get better, and we're running plays right now. We're really running plays, and as we move forward, we'll be running the plays that best suit the fronts and the coverages that we're going to see. I thought they did very well. I mean, they made mistakes, just like everybody made mistakes today. And as I said to Kyle and Jordan, you know, I'm not concerned about the mistake. I'm more concerned about the next play after the mistake right now. And they recaptured their poise. They went back in there. They did a lot of good things against a really dynamic front today. The guys were coming after it big time. It looked like a game out there today. It really did up front, and we got better because of it. Well, we got to get Evan work, obviously, just as a safety measure. Metz Lawson's done very well in his minimal snaps. So I feel good about having Matt there. Obviously, you don't want to move two positions if something would happen to Roberto. But we got a group of guys. We got a set of guards, and we can make that move if we had to. But right now, those two, I feel very good about. Well, you could see it, right? I mean, he was very active out there, and the competition's back, you know. And Corey's got to just be out there every day, being consistent. And when he's out there and he's at full speed, it was definitely evident that there was a healthy Corey Wooden out there today.